I can't explain my life and where I am today before describing my parents and a little bit about who they are first. Both my parents were born in Mexico and came to California in hopes of a better life. They did not graduate from high school and spoke no English at all. My first language was Spanish, and in my early childhood, I grew up in a home with 3 rooms, 1 bathroom, and about 15 other people living there. From a young age, of course, education was always stressed upon me, and though it is a cliche to talk about this aspect of my life, where education is stressed upon every kid, it is the one thing that has opened many doors for me. Échale ganas a la escuela para que no tengas que trabajar tan duro como nosotros. Try your hardest in school so you won't have to work as hard as us, is something that till this day my mom tells me. My mom has worked in house cleaning as a market worker as well as a factory worker. As for my dad, he has worked in landscaping ever since I was born. From a young age, I learned to always put my education first before anything, and today I have been the first person in my family to graduate from high school and attend a 4-year university. There were some small but very significant moments in my life, like being the first person in my 3rd grade class to learn all my times tables and win 2nd place in the science fair in 7th grade, that encouraged me to keep pushing myself in school. As high school came around, I was able to sign up for a program my freshman year known as Early Academic Outreach Program. In this program, I would be spending my summers at UC Berkeley taking courses, being able to experience college life years before even attending. I applied to EAOP and was happy to say I got accepted and was able to spend the following 3 summers at UC Berkeley. Continuing into my junior year of high school, I had an opportunity that I never thought would impact my life as much as it did. There was a program at my school known as Global Glimpse, where students are able to travel to a different country and provide service to others while experiencing a whole new culture. It seemed surreal to me to travel to another part of the world because I had never gone outside of the country. It was one of the best choices I made and was able to travel to Nicaragua, Jinotega, where I taught English classes to adults who, like my parents, didn't speak much English at all. I experienced how older generations in Nicaragua valued education just as much as I did and was thankful to have made many friends from different age groups. Returning back from this trip, I wanted to make my own impact at my high school, and with the help of a former teacher, we formed a club known as the English Club. Through the club, I was able to help international students at my school practice their English through lectures, team-building games, as well as reading and writing. Up to this point in my life, much of my experiences have been because of school. From traveling, sports, clubs, volunteering, I have used my education as a way to experience the world around me. My parents were very limited in the choices they had, but they made sure I wasn't limited on mine. A couple months before entering college, my mom told me something that will always stick to me. Here you have all the opportunities I wish I had. Do what I wasn't able to do.